Do you ever have a day where you feel that you find you are staring into space more than actually getting things done? Or maybe you've read a sentence over and over and it still doesn't make sense. Or maybe you have headaches or debilitating migraines that make it difficult for you to think. If you experience any kind of concentration or productivity challenge, you may have issues with your sleep. If you don't get the right amount and the right kind of sleep, you can suffer from a number of important issues. Concentration and sleep are an important combination. Hello, this is Stephanie Callahan of Callahan Solutions, and you can find me at productiveandorganized.net. Now, sometimes not getting enough good sleep is actually due to a medical condition, and sometimes it's not. So today I want to talk about both types. We've all heard it, you need to get sleep. Yet many of us don't get the kind of restorative sleep we really need. Now, in January of 07, my family learned that very personally because we found that lack of good sleep can actually cause a heart attack. My husband learned it firsthand. After his heart attack, he did another sleep study and it was confirmed. His sleep apnea had not been regulated correctly and he needed a new CPAP machine and a different kind of mask. So if you know you have sleep issues, make sure, or sleep challenges that are medically treated, make sure that you're keeping track of it and that you're getting evaluated on a regular basis. But you may not know you have an issue. Now, I have a client that she's always been a night person. She says it's easier for her to stay up till 4 in the morning than to get up at 4 in the morning. And, a lot of her schedule has been adjusted around that as well. And she'd also talk about how she often felt really sleepy, but she blamed it on her husband's snoring. Then she ended up in the ER with a lot of headaches and migraines. The neurologist actually suggested a sleep study for her. She thought that was crazy. Her husband was the one with the snoring issues. She didn't snore. But when the tests were analyzed, they told her that she had sleep apnea too. They fit her with a CPAP machine, and after only 2 weeks of using the new apparatus, she was already seeing a difference in her concentration and focus. Now she wouldn't go to sleep without the machine. I have a lot of clients that fight that I don't want to use this thing to sleep. But if it helps you breathe and ultimately helps you get good sleep, it will help you in the daytime too. But what if you don't have a sleep disorder? While there are more and more people that are donning on those CPAP masks at night, not everyone suffers from that medical condition. So let's talk about that area as well. Many of my clients will tell me that their bedroom is stressful. But is that what it should be? Well, of course not. So reserve your bedroom for sleep and intimacy only. If you have any of the following in your bedroom, consider putting them somewhere else: a computer, work reading, technical reading, piles of paper, piles of anything really, toys, etc. If you only have one place in your home that you feel relaxed, let it be your bedroom. Keep it dark, quiet, and cool. Experts will tell you that these elements will aid in your sleep success. We have room darkening shades in our bedroom, and I can tell you that after we had them installed, it was amazing how much more rested we felt when we woke up in the morning and how much more focused we were during the day. Also, schedule continuous sleep. Sleeping in patches is not good for you, as sleeping 6 to 8 continuous hours every night. Your body needs to go through numerous stages of sleep, and that's also when your brain restores cells so that you can think.